Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today we're going to have an interview with Mike Furman and Milo. We're also going to talk about fun back-to-school lunches and outfits. And stay tuned for a new fundraiser coming up later in the episode. First, to start us off, before our interview with Mike Furman, is What Make the Breakfast.
The corn makes a flake for the breakfast. The fruit makes a shake for the breakfast. The flour and the baking soda makes a batter, and the batter makes a pancake for the breakfast.
The butter makes a pancake for the breakfast.
The leaf makes a tea for the breakfast. The bean makes a coffee for the breakfast. The seed makes a bush, bush makes a berry, and the berry makes a jelly for the breakfast.
The seed makes a jelly for the breakfast?
Well, the seed makes a bush, bush makes a berry, and the berry makes a jelly for the breakfast.
The seed makes a jelly for the breakfast.
The puppy makes a roll for the breakfast. The potter makes a bowl for the breakfast. The baker bake a big brown bread, take a blade and slice it up small for the breakfast.
The baker makes it small for the breakfast.
The pigeon make a bacon for the breakfast. The pumpernickel make a bagel for the breakfast. The chicken makes an egg, and the egg makes a chicken, and the chicken makes an egg, and the egg makes a chicken, and the chicken makes an egg, and the egg makes a chicken, and the chicken makes an egg for the breakfast. For the breakfast.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Mike Pierman and Milo. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I have some questions. Can you answer them?
We would love to answer some questions. Sure. Just turning off my air conditioner.
Can you both tell your name and age to my listeners?
Sure. I'll tell you. My name is Mike Furman, and I am 42 years old.
My name is Milo Furman, and I am six, but almost 7 years old.
Milo's birthday is in 1 week.
Wait. What? What?
Oh, yeah. Milo is six. Milo is six, but his birthday is next week.
I'm the I'm the same age as him, but my birthday's in 3 weeks.
Hey, nice. Almost happy birthday.
Thanks. Our next question is, how did you start playing music?
Okay, so I started playing music because we had a piano in our house, and my mom played piano, and so she would show me how to listen to songs and be able to play them on the piano. And then when I got a little bit older, I got a computer that could record, or a tape machine that could record you playing music, and then turn around and record over that with another recording, and then you could add recordings on top of each other over and over and over, and then I started making songs.
That sounds cool. What was that like?
It was really fun. You know, it was like, I always wanted to sound more like a real band, and I couldn't really play very well. So I wanted to find somebody who, you know, could play guitar really well or could play drums or anything. So I just ended up having to learn how to play guitar. And it made me get better, wanting to be able to, make the song sound better. And Milo, what about you? Do you play any music, Milo?
Yeah.
What do you play?
My dad taught me how to play 2 songs on piano.
That's cool. I used to have a book that can teach me songs to play on the piano, but I picked the songs that I was learning. And now I have a piano, a real piano, and I have an app, so now I know piano more than I did before.
Nice! What is your favorite song to play on piano?
Right now, the only one I never had to work on is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, so I guess that's one of my easiest ones, so I think that's my favorite.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know that if you know how to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, you automatically know how to play the alphabet song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice little bonus.
Yeah. So our third question is, what is it like being a comedian?
Oh, that's a good question. What's it like being a comedian? Yeah. Well, it's fun for me. It's probably a little tough for Milo and my family because I'm always telling really bad jokes. Always trying. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
I'm usually, it's fun to make people laugh, but there's a lot of making jokes that are really dumb and everybody just goes, ugh. But that's what you got to do. So I like it. I think it's fun. I love hearing people laugh. What's that? Yeah, and Milo likes laughing too. So, you can tell her. You don't have to just tell me.
I also like making people laugh. I don't just like laughing.
That's.
Do you like comedy? Do you like listening to jokes and stuff?
Yeah, and sometimes I like to write stories, and then I like to put jokes in my stories.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I love stuff like that. I like when things start normal and then just get really weird. That stuff, I find that stuff really funny. Yep. Milo likes Mad Libs. Have you done Mad Libs?
What's that?
Hi, do you want to tell her what Mad Libs are?
Mad Libs are kind of like little funny books with like different characters, and each character tells a separate story, and you have to fill in the things. Like it tells you either like an adverb or something.
Yeah.
And you have to think of your own adverb, and then write it down on the blank space, and then when you're done with filling in all the blank spaces, you read the story and it ends up really funny.
Yeah. Like none of the things, if you just say, oh, tell me a place, and you say, how about a...
The bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, the bottom of the ocean. And then, okay, great, I write down bottom of the ocean. Then when we go back and read the story where it said place, I go, okay, once upon a time, there was a bird who lived at the bottom of the ocean. Like, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. So it's things like that. It just makes every story really weird.
It's
really fun.
I have a book by the Chopkins themed, and I just finished the story. And I'm thinking it's supposed to be a girl to be a boy to be a coach, but I wrote coach Sneaky Sally, and then it became really funny, and I like laughed, and I wanted to cross it out, but I kept on laughing so hard I couldn't.
That's good. Milo loves Shopkins. When you said you had a Shopkins book, Milo's face just lit. Milo's jaw just dropped and his eyes got really big because he loves Shopkins.
Does he have any?
I have a bunch. I even have my own gumball set.
I have the Shopkins gumballs too.
But you have the lollipop stand?
I have the gumball stand.
Yeah, that's the same one. I think you guys have the same one.
If we could have from FaceTime, I could have just got it right over there, but
right.
We can't.
Chloe, when you have a TV show, Milo can bring on his Shopkins gumball, and you guys can actually see it.
Mm-hmm. And our next question is, what are your favorite grades you've ever been in?
My favorite grades?
Yes.
Oh, good question. I think my favorite grade, Well, I do remember, I think it might have been third grade. There was a teacher at my school who would take us out on our birthday down to, there was a McDonald's right by our school, and my teacher would take you down for your birthday to McDonald's and buy your cheeseburger and french fries and everything. And he was really fun. And he played, his name was Mr. Olson. And he played, he had an instrument called a dulcimer. He was really good at playing it. And he had me one time. We all went up and played a concert downtown in my town. And he let me stand up and introduce everybody. And that might have been the first time I ever got up in front of a crowd and did some kind of a musical thing, and it was really fun. I really liked that. That was, I think third grade. Milo, what has been your first, your favorite grade so far?
So far, I do like having my own best in fifth grade, but I really liked my teacher in kindergarten, so I'll play to kindergarten.
I'm going into second grade, but I really loved first grade.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, first grade's definitely my second favorite.
Yeah, Milo's favorite is kindergarten. His second is first grade, and he's only been in kindergarten, second, first grade. What was your favorite thing?
Oh,
that's right. You were in sequence. Yeah, you've been.
So I've been there in fourth school.
That's true. What was your favorite thing in first grade, Chloe?
Me.
I like to write story. We got to write our own stories, and I was so excited for that every day.
Nice.
Because I always got to like finish
that
up my stories, and I wrote really fun stories. I even wrote stories of different people who have the same names, and I was one of them.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. Have you ever read any of your stories on your show?
No.
I read other. People might want to hear some. Maybe if you have a special episode, you maybe read a story.
Yeah, if I could find a few, I'll probably on my next episode. I'll probably say them.
That'd be fun.
And our next question is, do you guys have any tips on being good teachers?
Oh, boy, on how to be a good teacher. I think, let's see, I'm not a teacher, so I'm sure people who are teachers all day probably have better tips than I do. But I would think the best thing, or if I'm teaching somebody something, like if I teach Milo something on piano, like if I teach, you can say it out loud, it's okay.
Like, let's say he taught me chopsticks, which I already know, though.
Yeah, because I taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I teach him chopsticks, the best thing I can do is be very patient and let him do it totally wrong so many times over and over and over. Yeah, which you did, but that's part of learning. And any teacher knows that I think any good teacher will let you be wrong and make a mistake and then make it again and again and don't give up. Just keep saying, you know, keep letting them know that that's okay to mess up. You're going to get it. Hey, you just got, you know, you did that a little bit better this time. And, you know, to help you keep trying at it and not give up. I think that's the best thing. It's to understand that you're trying, and even if it's not right yet, to you know, keep you going and see that you're getting better.
That's exactly what happened to me on the potato song. I really wanted to get the whole thing right, but I just kept on getting it wrong and getting it wrong. But finally, I got it right, and now I know how to play it.
Yep.
Because I went to a summer camp called Stephen Cape, and there's a music room. And I went to the music room and played on piano the potato song. I could just call it that.
Yeah.
Is it really called that?
Yeah, probably not, but that's okay.
I just called it that. But I played it for my friend Hudson.
Yeah.
And she actually really thought it was good. It was actually her favorite song I played for her. I played Potato and Chopsticks, and her favorite was Potato.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very easy when you're learning something to feel like you're doing it wrong and to feel like you're never going to get it. You're like, oh, this isn't working, and to give up. And I think a good teacher is somebody who gets you past that feeling where even when you feel like, oh, I'll never get it, that reminds you, oh, you know what? No, it might take some time, but you will get it. You just got to keep trying.
Mm-hmm. And I go to a summer camp too. And yesterday when I was dancing, I got all the steps wrong to my dance, but we were doing it over and over, so I finally got it.
That's great. Nice. You know what? I have made some mistakes where I practice so many times, and then I go out on stage in front of a whole crowd of people and then totally do it wrong and just mess up so bad. And it just happens. It just happens sometimes.
And do people yell boo to you?
They don't yell boo, because so far I've been very lucky that the people who see me perform have been very nice. But yeah, people, you know, you mess up, and then,
oh,
you know.
Like that time that guy tested you, that thing about your song.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't nice. There's one guy who said not nice things.
And it also doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Well, we won't talk about that. And then you got it right? And didn't it feel good when you got them all right, all the steps in your dance?
Yeah.
Nice.
And our last question is, Milo, do you have any back-to-school advice?
Oh, that's a good question. Any back-to-school advice?
Wait, what do you mean by back-to-school? Like, back-to-school, like where our parents go there?
No, like, how... I think, like, good ideas for if you're scared
Like on my birthday.
Or if there's like a bully in your back to school, when you're back at school, a good idea to face the bully or stop being homesick.
What was the last thing about the bully?
To like face the bully or not, or try to have fun when you're being homesick.
Oh. like try to have fun if you're homesick and stuff like that? Like, what do you think? Yeah, first day, what do you look towards when you're going back to school?
I feel like on the first day of school, I felt like my teacher would have to be nice to us because it's only our first day. But I also felt very scared.
And what did you do when you felt scared?
I just sort of like went with the flow, kind of.
Yeah.
Just had my day.
Yeah.
And then came home, and it ends up I had a great day.
And you find your friends, too.
Yeah. Because one of my best friends there, Wally, his desk was directly next to me, except Wally sort of kept talking to me, so we had to get our desks moved away. But still, I'm only one desk away from him.
I think one good thing, too, so that you don't get separated from your friends if you get in a class, it's probably, do you think, would you say, Milo, that a good thing is to listen to the teacher and see, just get all the information you need for what that class is going to be like?
Uh-huh.
Come over here. Milo's rolling away. Come here. Right? Do you think paying attention to the teacher, get to know your teacher? Yeah?
Yeah. But I especially like it when I get to do computers, but Frankie forces me to not do computers and just work with him.
Yeah.
He forces me to do that.
He
told me today would have to be my last day.
Well, I don't know why he said that. But I think also it's probably good to remember, I know this question's for Milo, but I'm going to jump in and say one thing. But I think it's probably good to remember too, anybody who's nervous to go to their grade, because this is something that even grown-ups have to think about when they go to a new job or a new town or any new kind of place, is that a lot of people there feel the same way you do. You know, like a lot of other kids are nervous that it's their first day. So I think if you find your friends and know that they also, you're not the only person who's nervous. And then like Milo said, you just kind of go with the flow and the day will pass by.
Yeah. And now is our last question, so thank you.
Hey, thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 Come in.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Milo. I was just tuning this new triangle. Hey, what's wrong? Why do you look sad?
Well, I just don't think I got what it takes to be a kid.
What? Son, let me tell you something.
You've got what it takes to be a kid. You're real small and you like to jump. You've got what it takes to be a kid. No one understands what you say. And you get out of bed at least a million times a night. You've got what it takes.
Well, you feel better?
I don't know. I'm just not convinced.
Ah, you're just overthinking it. Look, let me ask you a question. Where are some places that you feel totally comfortable screaming?
Normal places like cars and in restaurants, airplanes, libraries,
yep.
Anywhere really.
Yeah, you know what you're telling me?
You've got what it takes to be a kid. You're super light and you barely eat. You've got what it takes.
Better?
I don't know. I mean, I want to believe you.
You should! Alright, how about this? What if I were to tell you a story that you thought was really funny? How many times would you like me to repeat that story?
There is no limit to the number of times I would like you to repeat your story.
Oh man. Guys, change the key. Let me tell you something, kid.
You've got what it takes to be a kid. You've got bangs and you like to trace. You've got what it takes to be a kid. Total strangers wanna squeeze your face. And when your teeth fall out, no one says,
ugh.
Everybody says, yeah. You've got what it takes to be a kid. You've got what it takes to be a kid.
don't play with that. Put that down. Hey, get out, man.
Can I hit that triangle?
No, don't touch that triangle. I just tuned that. Put the triangle back.
Can I turn this off?
No, don't push that button, and that's going to turn off all the drums. Just turn off all the drums.
What did this button do?
Look, that will turn off the whole song. Don't push that or else the whole song will stop.
Oops.
Son.
Yeah, Dad.
You're going to be just fine.
Now can I hit the triangle?
Sure.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, here's a fun recipe for you to do on the first day of school. Cracker Stackers! You will need any flavored jelly and peanut butter. But if you don't like peanut butter or don't have any, use Nutella. It's kind of like peanut butter. Or any other peanut butter you can find at stores. But if you do have peanut butter and you love it, go ahead, use it. Here's how to do it. You'll need crackers, jelly, and peanut butter. Put your cracker down on a plate. Spread peanut butter on that one. Then put another cracker on top. Spread jelly on that one. Put another cracker on top. Spread peanut butter on that one. Put another cracker on top. Spread jelly on that one. Keep going until you have a big stack of crackers. Wrap it all in foil. And that's all there is to it. Hope it tastes good. Bye. Here's our next song, School of Rock.
y'all be rocking when I'm done.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, here are some fun back-to-school outfits. Our first one is... Either... You should pick either one of these, but if you don't like any of my ideas, it's okay. But if you like them, pick either one of these. They're fun ideas. And they'll sure to make... You have the spirit on your first day of school. Either wear orange, yellow, and red on an outfit, or wear a shirt saying what grade you're in. I'm going into second grade. What grade are you going into? It'll be super fun no matter what grade you're going into. Our next song is Giant Size Butterflies by Justin Roberts. And here's the part you've all been waiting for, the fundraising. After this is how we will be fundraising.
I felt so nervous in the morning light. Mom said it would be all right. Still, I had giant-sized butterflies on that first day. So she made me some hot oatmeal. It couldn't change the way I feel. I was out of know how it would go on that first day. In the car and we're on our way. When we get there, Mom, will you stay? I might need the space, but just in case on that first day. Mom told me when you first came to this world, we felt the same. We had giant-sized butterflies on that first day. If there was some kind of magic spell that could protect like a turtle shell, everyone would be wearing one on that first day. Opened the backseat door, told me what butterflies are for, how they were meant to fly, they were born to be your guide. Now Mom's beside me and the school's inside. Everything is gonna be alright, 'cause I got giant-sized butterflies on my first day. Yeah, my butterflies are giant size.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Queer's Friendship Circle. Now it's time to tell you about the fundraising. This month, we will be working to help the children who have Tay-Sachs disease. They cannot find a cure to this. Tay-Sachs is when children could be sick for their whole entire lives until they die. And we do not want that to happen to any of us or them. Please visit www.curetay-sachs.org to help find the cure for each child. Plus, go to Facebook to help find the disease. And we will be also do it on Twitter. You might even get to find it on our website. And our friendship pledge is at school or home, be nice, no matter if there's a bully, face them and be nice. But if it's a very, very mean bully that you don't think you could face, just ignore them. And our next episode will be Back to School Volume 2, which is a few episodes from now, which will be our next episode that's coming up quick. Hope to see you there. And I was in the Uncle Doc Squirrels video. Go to Uncle Doc's website to check it out. And make sure you find the part I was in. I'm in the same glasses that I'm wearing in the album. So you'll recognize me really quick. I will be in the playground scene. I will be in the swing set scene. Try to watch for parts where I could be. I'm in one part where I'm up close, and then I'm in the part where they do each child frame by frame. Hope you'll find me. And here's Squirrels by Uncle Docs to end it, our episode. Bye!
Yeah. What up, cheeseburger? Squirrels! In the day.